Kof Zayin Teves, Sunday the 14th of January, Rabbi Shia Kajtovsky, Chad Gadio.
As you know, this week's Sedra, Parshas Bo, is the Sedra of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Lel Pesach, we have the Agoda. And, you know, we always say Achron, Achron, Choviv. The last thing is the most precious. And it's very strange that if you would ask me what should be the thing to end the Seder, I would never have any hava mina to say Chad Gadya. So we end the Seder, the climax of everything is Chad Gadya. Okay, it's a very nice song. I don't take that from all the minhagim of the way how they sing it. But still, that's how we end the Seder, with Chad Gadya. And also, if you look in Chad Gadya, there's also something very strange. First of all, why do you say Chad Gadya two times? Chad Gadya, the Zaben Abba betray Zuzi, Chad Gadya, why are we saying it twice? And also, we keep on going back to the beginning. Like, what is the purpose of this? You know, Lel Pesach, everyone knows, the night of Tesvov Nissen was the Makas Bechoros, and we went out of Mitzrayim. Everyone knows that date, and that is the Chag of Pesach. But what people do not know so much is that there's a very important event that also happened Lil Pesach. And people don't put both together. And not only that, as we will soon see, what happened Lel Pesach may have been even more important than Yitzias Mitzrayim. When Yaakov Avinu stole the brachas from his brother Esav, Yitzchak told Esav, please bring me matamim and I'm going to bless you. Rivka overheard Yitzchak, called Yaakov and said, I want you to bring from the flock two gedi izim, and I'm going to make food that Yitzchak will like, and you will bring it to Yitzchak and you'll get the blessing. So Rashi brings down the Chazal that asks, I know maybe Yitzchak was hungry, but two gedizim? I mean, how much does a person need to eat? Two goats he needs? Says Rashi, it was Lel Pesach. And therefore, she wanted to give one for the Korban Pesach, one for Chagiga, one for... And that's why it was two gedis. And there's another interesting point. It says that when Yaakov Avinu brought the food to Yitzchak, so it says, Vayove lo yayin vayesht, brought wine and he drank. Though anyone who knows anything about laning, the Torah, there's a very interesting trope, Vayove loy yayin vayesht. Vayove loy yayin vayesht. It's a mercha kfula. What's the significance of that? If you look in the Targum Yonason ben Uziel, it says Yitzchak wanted wine. And he had no wine. Rivka didn't give him wine. So the Malach, think Gavriel, the Malach, brought him wine, Mishesh, you may bracious, and gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov then gave it to Yitzchak. And that's the merch, according to the Targum Yomus, it's unbelievable. That was the merch of Kfula, because it was two givings. It was one giving from the Malach to Yaakov, and then the Yaakov gave it to Yitzchak. Why did he want wine? Now I understand, it was Lel Pesach, he wanted wine for Dalet Kaisis. Wanted Mikhaim Kalatar Kula, he wanted the yain for Dalet Kaisis. So it was Lel Pesach. So Yaakov Avinu got the brachis from Yitzchak on Lel Pesach. Isn't it strange that such an important historical event happened Lel Pesach? And we shouldn't make any mention of it in the Seder. Says the Vilna Gaon, you're absolutely wrong. That is exactly what Chag Gadya is. It's unbelievable. There's different types of gematria. But there's a type of gematria called Misper Koton. There's Misper Godol. What does Misper Godol mean? That you get Chaf is 20, Lamed is 30, Mem is 40, etc. But there's a type of gematria that the highest number is 10. That means when you get to Yud, it's 10, so what's Chaf? Chaf becomes 1 again. Because the highest number is 10. There's also a type that when it goes to Chaf, it's 2. But there's also a gematria, B'misper Koton, that Yud is 10. But then, Chaf, then it becomes 1 again, till 10, etc. Now, when Yaakov Avinu got the bracha from Yitzchak, Esav came, and Yitzchak was alarmed. I gave the bracha to the wrong person. And then Esav said, no, he tricked me twice. What do you mean tricked you twice? He bought my bechora, and now he took my blessing. He bought the bechora, so I gave the bracha to the right person. God baruch to you. So it comes out that Yitzchak would have voided, he would have been mevatel the bracha, were it not for the fact that he bought the bechora. So it comes out that Yaakov Avinu was zocha to the bracha because he bought the bechora. Now it's very interesting. Bracha and bechora are the same letters. Without the vav, but bechora and bracha are the same letters. And according to Misper Koton, if you take, let's say, bracha, so beis is 2, reish is 10, because if chaf is 1, you'll see reish is 10. And then chaf is 1, and hey is 5, comes out 18. And bechora is the same thing, comes out 18. Gadya is also 18. Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4, Aleph, Yud, so Gadya is also 18. Chagadya, Chagadya, one Bechora and one Bracha, because he was only Zocha to get the Bracha because he got the Bechora. How much did Yaakov pay to get the Bracha and the Bechora? Well, he gave Esav Lechem, or the Zir Adoshim, he gave him bread and lentil soup. How many things is that? 2. The Zabin Abba betrays Zuze. 2 things. He gave him 2 things, and that's how he bought the Bechor and got the Barucha. Now, Yaakov Avinu, to whom did he give the Barucha and the Bechora? As the Psukim say, he gave it to Yosef. Shechem Achad Alachecha, he gave the Bechora and the Bracha, that the Gorva Bechosorai, that the Bracha, he said, the Bracha that I got from my forefather, I'm giving to you. So he got the Bracha and the Bechora. Now the brothers were jealous. Now, it's very interesting that there's a famous saying, jealous as a cat. The most jealous animal is a cat. The brothers were jealous of him. So therefore, Asa Shunro for Ochel Agadi, they wanted to destroy him. They wanted to devour him. So for Asa Shunro and for Ochel Agadi. And that was the brothers. Because of that, the Goyen says something unbelievable. The Goyen says that because of that act, that they sold Yosef as an Eved, the Einish on the brothers was that they became Avodim to Paroi. You sold Yosef as an Eved to Mitzrayim, and eventually came to Mitzrayim, you are going to be Meshubit to the Egyptians. And according to the Gra, this answers an unbelievable question, which was found later in the Sefer, I found it in the Sefer Ayosher. It always bothered me. I mean, the brothers were sold as Avodim, but Yosef was sold. His descendants should not have been Avodim. All of a sudden, I saw in the Targum Yonasan, in the beginning of Bishalach, Vahi Bishalach Paros Hom, Lenochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim, says the Targum Yonasan, that 200,000 of Bnei Ephraim went out of Mitzrayim 30 years before because they made a wrong calculation. They knew Bekabola 400 years we go out, and they mistakenly made the Cheshbin from Bris Bein Abisarim 400 years when the calculation should have been from the birth of Yitzchak, and therefore 30 years before we're going out. So 200,000 Bnei Ephraim went out. And, says the Targum Yonasan, they were wiped out by the Plishtim. And later on, those were the bones that Yechezkel ben Buzi were Machayim Mason. But meanwhile, Hashem said, don't lead them down, please. I don't want them to see those bones. That's what the Targum Yonasan says. But I have a question. We say in Agoda every year, if Hashem would not have taken us out, nobody could leave Mitzrayim. How could 200,000 Ephraim leave Mitzrayim? How did they get out? No one could leave Mitzrayim. We say in Agoda every year, if Hashem would not take us out until today, we would be Avodim. How did Ephraim go out? Says the Sefer Ayosher, unbelievable. He said, there's a fact that you should know. The Bnei Ephraim and Menashe were never Avodim. They were noblemen. They're children of the viceroy Yosef. The Shebud was never on Bnei Ephraim and Menashe. They were able to go in and out as they pleased. They were never Avodim. Because they were noblemen. They had castles. You know, we have so many noblemen in this country. They had castles. They lived like kings. They were able to go in and out as they pleased. So of course, now, in 400 years, okay, we're going, we packed up and we leave. Doors are open. We're not slaves. Unbelievable. But this fits so good. According to the Vilna Gaon, you know why you were destined to be slaves? Because you sold Yosef. Yosef was sold. I didn't do anything wrong. So why should my kids be slaves? That's what Hashem made sure. It's not you. What about Binyamin? Binyamin knew about it. Didn't say anything good. He was in the chair, whatever. That's it.
Why didn't they leave earlier?
What?
Why did they stay in the cloud for the slaves? Yeah.
No, because there was a Gzeira, they keep the Torah. It says 400 years. So they knew, they just lived in Mitzrayim, and they know there's a time of 400 years that we have to be Be'eretz Lo'lahem. What? No, they didn't have the Shibud. But they were there, and they knew it's not our time to go into Eretz Yisrael until 400 years pass. So they kept the Torah. It says 400 years. Good. They were Nanash. It's interesting. The Mepharshim say the reason why they were all wiped out, you asked the Gedolim. You made a chesed 400 years. It makes sense. Now we leave. Ask the Gedolim. Ask Aaron. Ask your Zakenim if you should leave. And they would say, until you're Pakod Yifkod, you don't go out. So they, what do you mean? We make calculations, we're smart people, and we go. Because they didn't go ask Das Torah, that's why they were all killed out. But they made a cheshbon, we're from people, it says 400 years, we're not going out till 400 years. Because that's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. But their mistake was you asked Das Torah, then he would have told them, no, we count from Yitzchok, and not from Bris Ben Abisorin. What?
The Paro did not recognize Yosef.
He did not. So the Targum says, Lo Mikayim Gzeris Yosef. He knew Yosef, but he wasn't Mikayim the Gzera of Yosef. And the Gzera of Yosef was, to switch the people around, there was different Gzeras that he made. He wasn't Mikayim those things. There was the Gzera of Yosef that the Jews should be in Goshen, etc. Different things. So the Targum says, Lo Mikayim Gzeris Yosef. But the children of Yosef were never slaves. Unbelievable. The Sefer HaYosha says this, and it fits so good. Now we understand how they were able to get out. So anyway, the Jews were slaved in Mitzrayim. But, and that's Pshat, Asa Kalba V'Nosach L'Shunra, a Kelev came. Who's Kelev? Kelev is Mitzrayim. How is Kelev Mitzrayim? The answer is, it says in the Pasuk, very interestingly, that the dogs did not bark when they left Mitzrayim. Because it's interesting. It seems they had wild dogs, and there were those who watched in Mitzrayim. Their dogs were supposed to protect that no one should leave. And the dogs did not bark when the Jews left. And interestingly enough also, says the Vilna Gaon, that the main Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was the main
No.
When they went on Mitzrayim, so they said Baal Tzvon. What? Yeah, Baal Tzvon. That's what the Torah says, and the Gematria Baal Tzvon is Kelev Ra. Very interesting. So the point is that the Semel of Mitzrayim. It's interesting. It says Osa Kalba V'Noshach L'Shunra. He bit. When you bite, it hurts. And that's what the Mitzrayim did. They were biting, they were hurting Klal Yisrael with the Shibud. And that is what happened afterwards. Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu came, B'tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave 10 Makas to Mitzrayim. How did he give the 10 Makas? With the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asa Chutra! So the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu came, and that gave 10 markets to the Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. And that was Vasa Chutra Vehikel LeKalba. And the Vilna Gaon explains that staff, that miraculous staff that did the 10 markets, stayed with Klal Yisrael. And all the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, and all the Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon were all b'schus of this mate. But unfortunately, with the Chorban of the Bayis Rishon, this chutra was destroyed, was burnt. How was it able to be burnt? It was such a miraculous staff. It was the Avera of Avodah Zarah, which was B'ikr, the Avera of Avodah Zarah, was the main Avera that caused that the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon should be destroyed. And it's interesting that the Gemara brings down that the Chachmei, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and they came back, they davened to destroy the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And it said, when they davened, a fire came out of Gadol Kedoshim, a fire came out. That's how we see that Avodah Zarah was a fire. And Bemis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that they were making fun of Menashe. And Menashe showed them that they don't know how to learn. He knew more than them. And they asked him, how how? So why were you arguing about Israel? I said it was like a fire. It burned in us. It was such a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. It was unbelievable to stop it. But that was the fire for us. Anura, Misaraf Lechutra. But then Ezra Sefer and Chachmei Klal Yisrael came and they made the second Beis Hamikdash. And B'schus HaTorah, because they were Mar B'Torah in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, they were Mar B'Torah. And that was also Mayim. Mayim is Nimshal L'Torah. It spreads. Mayim flows. Mayim is Nimshal L'Torah. Vasamaya the Kaval Anura, and they built the second Beis Hamikdash. But as time went along, the Romans are descendants of Esav, and they destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. Rome, it's a very interesting. Esav. What animal is Esav? It's very interesting. When Yosef was born, Yaakov said, oh, I have the one that's going to fight against Esav. He was worried, but once Yosef was born, as Rashi brings down, oh, so now I have the one who's going to fight against Esav. Now we know that Esav, that Yosef was ashore, Bechor ashore, Hodolo. He was ashore. He was the shore of Kedusha. Zelumazeh, the shore of Tumah, was Esav. So Asa Tura, Meshasalamai, unbelievable. Rome made such gzeiros on Torah. They were the ones who did not allow learning Torah. They made the gzeiros on Torah. And through that, because of less Torah, and then Averes Binam Chaveroi, once there's less Torah, so it's more rampant, Chas V'Shalom, bad Midos, and they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So, Asatura, V'Shasolamaya. Now, it's very interesting. And I'm going to tell you something unbelievable. As you will see that nothing in the Torah is Stam. And this famous is brought down from the Baal HaFloh in the Sefer HaMakna. You know, the gematria of Yitzchak, just a little mathematics here, the gematria of Yitzchak is 208. Trust me, it's 208. What is 208? It's 8 times Yud Kei Vov Kei. 8 times 26 is 208. Yaakov, the gematria of Yaakov is 182. 182 is 7 times Yud Kei Vov Kei. So 7 parts of Yitzchak went into Yaakov. Where did the 8th part go? Esav was Tomei Bishlemus. Before I should bring down, there are 7 tumas in the world. Nevela, Sheretz, Mitzayra, Zava, Nida. There's 7 tumas in the world. Tomei is Gematria 50. Tomei, Tes, Mem, Aleph. 50. 7 times 50 is 350. Plus 1 Yud Kei Vav Kei is 376. Esav is Gematria 376. He was Tomei B'Shlemus with 1 Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why his head is buried in the Aras Machpelah, because there was 1 Yud Kei Vav Kei there. 1 part of Yitzchak. It says, before I should say, it's interesting that they chopped his head off and the head fell down into the bosom of Yitzchak, because he was 1 part of Yitzchak. So Esav was 7 parts Yud Kei Vav Kei, 7 parts Tomei. Yosef, the gematria of Yosef is 156. How much is that? That's 6 times Yud K Vav K. 156 is 6 times 26. So 6 parts of Yaakov went into Yosef. Where did the 7th part go? That went into Yehuda, who has his name. Yehuda is that name. He was the 7th part. So, Yosef, who had 6 parts, Yud Kei Vav Kei, he would be the one to fight against Esav. So, Asa Shoichet, Mishochat Leturov, the Shoichet is Mashiach ben Yosef. That he's going to come and fight against Esav. But there's one problem. Esav has 7 parts tummy. Yosef is only 6 parts Yud Kei Vav Kei. So therefore, Osa Malach HaMoves V'shochad L'shoichet. There's one part and he has 7 over 6. 6 parts of Esav will be vanquished. But he has 1 tummy left. And as there's a Targum in Yeshaya that says it's going to be someone Armilus, someone that's going to kill Mashiach ben Yosef. But he only has 1 part Tomei left. So now Mashiach ben David, who has 1 part Yud Kei Vav Kei, he will finish the job and Mashiach ben David will destroy the last part of Esav. And that's Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shochat L'Malach HaMoves. But there's a very interesting question the Gros says. Malach HaMoves? I mean, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Mashiach ben David. What's Asa? I mean, Mashiach ben David is going to destroy the last part. Why are we saying Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a Gemara in Bechairis. I tell you, it's not Purim. But if I would hear such a Gemara, I would say it's Purim. Listen to this Gemara. Gemara in Daf Yud says like this. The Athen, the Chachmei Atuna, the Chachonim of Athens, asked the Chachmei Yisrael, how do you plow a field of thorns? I'm sorry. How do you plow a field of swords? There's a field of swords. How do you plow a field of swords? So the Chachmei Yisrael answered, what's the problem? You take a mule, and the mule has a long horn.
What?
A mule. A donkey. You take a donkey with a long horn, you know, it has a horn by the head, and that will plow, will cut off all the swords. So the Athen wise men said, there's no such thing as a mule, a donkey with a horn. So the Chachmei Yisrael answered back, there's no such thing as a field of swords. That's the Gemara. Now I look at that Gemara, that shouldn't be in Gemara, that should be in the Ikhves, in the cartoons, and in the Sunday paper. What is this blob over there? Says the Vilna Gaon, unbelievable. The Chachmei Atuna, the Athen Chachamim were saying, you don't understand. You always say Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is coming. We got a bracha from Yaakov Avinu, from Yitzchak. We got a bracha from Yitzchak Avinu. Al-char b'cha techye. We're going to live by the sword. We are a field full of swords. How are you going to vanquish us? We're a field of swords. So the Chachmei Yisrael said, what's the problem? Mashiach is going to come. Ka'oni roichev al chamor. And he has a keren. That's keren dovad abdecham er satzmiah. He's going to have a keren. And that's going to plow the whole thing. That's going to vanquish you. So they said back, but that's l'mayla min ha-teva, that's not normal. It's not normal. So they sent back, and your brocha achar b'cha tichya is normal. Just like that's not normal, this is not normal. It's supernatural. And because it's supernatural, just like your bracha was a tremendous bracha, supernatural, our bracha is also supernatural. Says the Gra. That's why it says, Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because only because L'mayla min ha-teva, with only Kochus L'mayla min ha-teva, that Mashiach ben David from Yehuda with Hashem Yudkei Vovkei, that Koch of L'mayla will vanquish the last remnants of Esav. Only with the Koch L'mayla min ha-teva. Says the Vilna Gaon, what are we seeing here? Chad Gadya is telling us, you should know that every event in history was caused by the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov and Esav. Esav was upset, so Yitzchak said, okay, when they don't keep the Torah, it's going to be a seesaw. And when they keep the Torah, they're on top. And when they don't keep the Torah, you're on top. Everything that happened in Klai Yisrael was direct result of the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, we keep on going back to the beginning. Because if you want to know what's happening, I don't understand the events of history. Go back to the brachas that Yitzchak gave Esav and Yaakov. And you'll understand everything is custom tailored to the finish line. That finally everything is prepared when Mashiach will come. And everything goes back to the brachas. And that's why we finish the Seder. We finish the Seder with Chad Gadya. We're in Golos. Times are hard. Crazy things happen. Crazy weather. It's interesting. Chazal say right before Mashiach comes, the weather will become crazy. Just very interesting. But the Eibishter, right now, is telling us, have no fear. Always look back to the brachas that Yaakov got with Esav. And understand, when we do as we are supposed to do, when we keep the Torah and we have shalom and there's no machlokes and we act like we act, then we're on top. And when chas v'shalom, otherwise they have koach. And therefore, but always don't get despondent, don't get beyush. Look at the history, and it's going to the finish line with Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Everything is custom tailored. Unbelievable. Mamish the names. Yosef, it's unbelievable how everything is fit and everything is perfect. And we finish Achron, Achron, Choviv. That's Chad Gadya. That no, we finish the Seder. That everything that happened in history, you see, it's Mitzrayim and our Geulas and all types of history was all the result of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu got and our tzaras from the fact that Esav also got a bracha. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zoicha very soon to the coming of the Geula, the finished product, the end of the bracha that Yaakov got from Yitzchak.